This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The worldwide coronavirus pandemic shows no signs of letting up. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The U.S. has had the most cases since the start of the pandemic, with more than 4.1 million confirmed, followed by Brazil at nearly 2.3 million and India with more than 1.3 million. For the first time in 4 months, South Korea has reported more than 100 new coronavirus cases, many of which came from outside sources, including 36 workers returning from Iraq and 32 crew members of a Russian freighter. South Africa, Africa's hardest hit country, reported more than 13,000 new confirmed cases, raising its total to over 408,000. In Australia, Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews announced 357 new cases.
I'm very sad to have to report a further 5 Victorians have passed away.
Victoria, where the death toll has risen to 61, earlier closed its border with neighbouring New South Wales. I'm Karen Chamas.
Federal agents cleared protesters from the streets of Portland, Oregon early Saturday, firing tear gas at close range. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Thousands of protesters had gathered outside the federal courthouse Friday night. Portland resident Kristen Speer was among them.
I am here to support Black Lives Matter, and I'm a patriot, and I believe in our constitutional right to get out and express ourselves, and I want the feds out of our town.
The U.S. attorney in Portland, Billy J. Williams, says thousands have been engaged in constitutionally protected peaceful protests. But he says after dark,
there are individuals within the crowd who are agitators.
While some in the crowd shot fireworks, federal agents responded with tear gas. The Federal Protective Service declared the gathering an unlawful assembly, saying that officers had been injured. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. Tens of thousands took to the streets of the Russian Far East city of Khabarovsk for the third straight week on Saturday, protesting against the arrest of the region's governor, Sergei Virgal, on charges of involvement in multiple murders. Virgal was arrested earlier this month and flown to Moscow, where he was put in jail for 2 months. Russia's investigative committee says he is suspected of involvement in several murders of businessmen before his political career began. Virgal has denied the charges that date back to the period before he launched his political career, when he was a businessman with interests ranging from imports of consumer goods to timber and metals. A member of the nationalist Liberal Democratic Party, Virgal was elected governor in 2018 and is widely popular in the region. Security was tight outside the U.S. consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu Saturday, as staff prepared to leave while U.S. officials took over the closed Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
A consulate emblem inside the compound in Chengdu, southwestern China, was removed as staff could be seen pushing trolleys. Several consulate vehicles came and went. Police, including many plainclothes officers, gathered outside and closed off the street to traffic. At the Chinese Houston consulate, staff packed up belongings watched by jeering anti-communist protesters. The Trump administration had given China until 4 p.m. on Friday to vacate its consulate in the Texan city. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said this week the consulate had been a hub of spying and intellectual property theft. The U.S. consulate in Chengdu was given 72 hours to close, or until 10 a.m. on Monday, the editor of China's Global Times tabloid said on Twitter.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Storm Hanna, the first hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic season, was forecast to make landfall on the Texas coast later Saturday, threatening one of the nation's COVID-19 hotspots with storm surge and flooding. In an AP interview, the National Hurricane Center's Stacy Stewart says that residents can expect high winds, heavy rains, and a storm surge.
It will produce strong gusty winds, storm surge up to 5 feet in some areas, and especially lots of heavy rainfall across the central and southern Texas coast and even well inland.
The storm was projected to hit the coast between Corpus Christi and Brownsville, a region that has struggled to contain outbreaks of COVID-19 in recent weeks. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg.